This is the SMB Community Podcast, the longest-running MSP-focused podcast in the industry.
I'm James Kernan. My background's IT sales, marketing, and leadership, and most recently, M&A advisory services.
And I'm Amy Babinchak. I help MSPs run stronger, more profitable firms from a tech-first perspective.
Here, you'll find practical insights for MSPs and IT service providers. Powered by Small Biz Thoughts.
I've got a channel marketing guru, Miss Amy Slater with Innovative Events. Hey, Amy, how are you doing?
Hi, James. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. You bet. Well, great to have you on the program. I'm excited to interview you. And I know our listeners are excited to listen to all the wisdom that I'm sure you're going to share with us. So, but hey, before we dig into what we're going to talk about today, and it's really channel marketing as a whole. And I want people to learn a little bit more about you. We've got listeners all around the world listening in on this technology podcast. So give everybody a little background. How did you get into marketing in the first place?
Yeah, of course. So starting off, I actually was not, you know, even thinking for a moment that I'd be in the marketing and events industry. I was in the medical field.
Oh.
And COVID hit, dynamics changed, and I was one of the people that experienced the burnout and exhaustion from that. Yeah. And I just came to this decision that I needed a career and a life change. So I landed a position with another marketing agency as their event specialist. And I started working in different trade shows, conferences, and it was actually the first time I experienced hosting podcasts. And then I quickly realized that I love this industry, working in marketing and events, and I decided that that was something I wanted to continue a path on. And I learned that I was also pretty good at it, too.
Yep. I agree there.
And so as I started, you know, spending more time in this, learning a lot, and I will say, I don't think that I've learned everything by any means. That'll continually happen and change. But I did recognize that there are also problems within the marketing industry where there are so many different small businesses and MSPs that are, you know, potentially being overcharged or underserved by their agencies where they're not delivering real value. And so with that, I built Innovative Events, and I wanted to approach things differently where we're building these relationships and a community that have true impact. Mm. So we've created this mission with an Innovative Events where we're bringing people awareness on what they do and how they genuinely help others to solve real problems. And we do that by building trust and connections. And once that's done, the growth within the business has just naturally come about.
I love it. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, you said that you came into this post-COVID. And I will say I'm trying to hide it well, but I've been in the industry for a long, long time, almost since black and white TVs. But the marketing in the industry has really changed, and it really changed dramatically, I think, post-COVID. You know, marketing got a lot more harder, more difficult, but it became more personable. And I love that you really lead with events, you lead with public speaking, you know, live podcasts where it's interactive. I know that's what's working right now. So I applaud what you're doing. And thank you for that, because a lot of people don't see the importance there. So let's talk a little bit more about Innovative Events. Maybe let's just cut to the chase. Can you maybe give me an example of like an MSP that you work with? What does the process look like of how you assess what they need and then how you onboard them? What does that look like?
Yeah. So initially when an MSP comes to me and they're saying, hey, I need help with my marketing or events, whatever that may be, the very first step is setting up that consult. I want to have a conversation with this person first and make sure that what they're looking for is, one, something we can offer. And then two, we need to strategize. What does that look like? How are we going to fix these gaps you're having? a lot of people that come to me already have some marketing in place, or they've been burned by marketing, and so they're looking for something, and I got to identify that in that conversation.
Yep.
After that, you know, as long as there's like a decision made in mind what they're searching for, and maybe it's a podcast series, for example, we then provide them that proposal so that they know what to expect, what's going to be done. And then from there, we start scheduling things out, and we have a checklist, our SOP that we go through between my team and myself, making sure that we're hitting all markers between the pre-marketing for the podcast to all the logistics and setup, and then after the podcast as well. How are we distributing this message out to people? What channels are we using, and creating short clips? So with each marketing content that we work on, it varies a little different, but the structure is all the same. That consult, strategy plan, implement, and then we want to review, see what worked and how we're going to proceed forward.
Right, right. I love it. Yeah, that's great. And then, so obviously you're specialists on events. You know, I get that, you know, the podcasting. What other, it sounds like you're a la carte, so you do a lot of a la carte stuff. What other services do you provide as a normal agency? You know, how I'm just curious, on the listeners would be curious, what other services do you provide?
Yeah, of course. So I start with the marketing. And now our marketing, we have what I say are our four pillars, our foundation. We've got the positioning, the unique value proposition, your brand and your message. And so we take a look at your foundation, and based on that is going to differ which service we can offer you. And that is, you know, this digital content, you know, social media. We do website redesigns to, you know, your articles online and generating the SEO and traffic that organically. To, you know, maybe even some businesses who are new or looking to redesign their logos, their mission statements, their brand, who they are. And then we start branching out once you have your foundation built, then we start encouraging, all right, how are you getting yourself out in the community? Because marketing alone only brings awareness.
Right.
After marketing, then I think that's where a lot of people get lost. And so they think that their marketing has failed them, but there's still another step after your marketing, which is your sales and your lead generation. And so we do help with that, where we then tie in events, and we do everything that starts from one, finding the event, to the logistics of creating it if it's your own, or attending another conference or trade show and getting all that registration done and the shipping and banners created, all of that, as well as I personally go out and assist with hosting at these events as well. And then we collect the different leads that are generated from these, and it's all the follow-up, all the after-the-event work that we do in reaching out and trying to book these consults with our businesses.
Okay, good. Yeah, you said something really important there, that I think the success of these events all start before the event. You know, there's marketing that happens to the audience before you go to the event, during the event, and then after the event. And I see a lot of MSPs really struggle with that. I don't know why. I think just because they're so busy, they don't really know how to do it. So,
right. Well, and that's because as the MSP, your expertise is your business, your technology, and what you're doing. And that's where us as marketers and event agencies, our expertise is this, the marketing and events. Right. So we catch all of those different timelines that are important, and all of these little things like, when you're at your event, do you want coffee there the entire time or not? You know, what does the parking look like for your attendees? And they seem so minimal, but it's something that can drive someone. Well, I couldn't even find a place to park, or it cost me $100 to park somewhere I wasn't interested in, and I left.
Yeah.
So it's just all of those fine details that get overlooked.
Yeah. Well, I think it's actually an advantage. I've worked with Amy and Innovative Events. I've seen her work with some of the clients that I'm connected to. And I think it's to your advantage that, again, you kind of came in with a fresh perspective post-COVID. There's a lot of marketing agencies that have been in the channel for a long, long time, and they keep doing the old stuff, you know, and the lumpy emails, or the lumpy direct mail, and then all the email traffic. And
Right.
People do business with people, and it needs to be very personal. And, events and public speaking, I think, is a great platform, to position yourself as an expert in your local community, for sure.
Well, and being in the technology industry, right, we have to learn how to adapt and very quickly. And so as a marketer for that industry, we have to do the same thing as well. So while we still have that foundation that's important, it's looking at how can I utilize AI and how can I utilize these automizations to make my agency help my business scale better too. Like the email campaign. So you should not be doing one-offs, and you should have a tracking system in your CRM so you're not using spreadsheets. And there's all these little things that businesses may not even have implemented and in place, and they're really doing stuff old school and the hard way, and they're losing leads by doing that.
Right, right. Exactly. Awesome. All right. Well, I also know that that you're connected to the MSPAA, and you're the members advocate for MSPA. So obviously you believe in it. Can you talk a little bit about what that organization is?
Yes. So it's the Managed Service Providers Association of America, and we are based out of Colorado.
Yep.
And I started in this company acquiring contracts. Opened up as the members advocate. I jumped on it because now I have this opportunity where I get to work one-on-one with these MSPs and helping them solve their problems and provide those resources. So that's something that I have become very passionate about, where I get to have these conversations and find out how to help them. And the MSPAA does a really good job as far as there's a lot of free marketing content available. I mean, you could do your articles on their website, and you get to put your social media content that you put out to your channels. You can put it on the MSPAA and they push it out in their channels. The newsletters, the websites, and the traffic that is driven in on a daily basis. Like we're talking thousands and thousands of people. Dave Uesta, the owner, he knows those numbers. But when we heard that, we're like, ah, that's the value, is the amount of people that you get to reach in this association as an MSP. I couldn't understand why you wouldn't be a part of it.
Yeah. No, it's a great organization. I know Dave very well. So I wanted to make sure you pointed that out. There's a lot of value that they bring, and it's more and more common nowadays. Instead of being part of one community, be part of multiple communities, because you got a lot of fresh perspectives, a lot of great ideas, and you learn from a lot of other smart people that are part of those communities. So what else is coming up for you this quarter?
Yeah, so actually coming up, we have the MSP Expo in Fort Lauderdale, Florida this year, February 10th through 12th. And I will be there with the MSPAA representing and being a moderator for one of the panels. So that'll be on February 10th.
All right. Fantastic. So hopefully we'll see you out there. The listeners can visit Fort Lauderdale. So that's exciting. And then, so hey, for our listeners, if they want to get in touch with you, Amy, and do a consult or just learn more about you or your services, how can they reach out to you? What's the best way?
Yeah, so you can jump on my website, which is the www.innoveevent.com. So INNOVEEVENT.com. And on there, I have a contact us form. You can catch me on LinkedIn. I'm on there under Amy Slater, and be happy to connect with you and see how we can help you grow.
Great. All right. We're going to try to list that up into the show notes as well, up on the website. So awesome. Well, Amy, thanks for sharing today. It's great to get to know you a little bit more, and we'll see you out there at some of those next events.
Thank you for listening and or watching. Remember, Dave breaks down the IT news of the day on his show, The Business of Tech, which drops at 5 p.m. Eastern, Mondays through Fridays, with bonus content on the weekends.
Watching this on YouTube? Be sure to like and subscribe so you always know you've got our latest episode. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to use the contact form on the SMB Community Podcast webpage. That's smbcommunitypodcast.com. Or leave your comments on our YouTube episode page. Produced by Picture This Video. Part of the MSP Radio Network.